Erica Kirk, My Husband Witnessed for His Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on His Final Day. By Catherine Hamilton on September 12, 2025. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk's wife Erica Kirk made her first public address on Friday, 2 days after her husband was assassinated at the first stop of his American comeback tour at Utah Valley University. Erica spoke of her husband's legacy, his passion for the United States of America, and his zeal for Jesus Christ. 2 days ago, my husband Charlie went to see the face of his Savior and his God. Charlie always said that when he was gone, he wanted to be remembered for his courage and for his faith, she said. And one of the final conversations that he had on this earth, my husband witnessed for his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, and for all eternity, he will stand at his Savior's side, wearing the glorious crown of a martyr, she continued. Erica pleaded with those watching to become a member of a church if they are not already, and to pick up the mission of spreading the gospel. But most important of all, if you aren't a member of a church, I beg you to join one, a Bible-believing church, she said. Our battle is not simply a political one. Above all, it is spiritual. It's spiritual. The spiritual warfare is palpable. Charlie loved his Savior with all of his heart, and he wanted every one of you to know him too, she continued. He wanted everyone to know that if they confess the Lord Jesus Christ who rose from the dead, then they will be saved. Hear me when I say this. Nobody is ever too young to know the gospel. Nobody. Nobody is ever too young to get involved with saving this beautiful country. This country my husband loved and still loves, she said. And nobody is ever too old either. There's no age limit. I know my husband is still here. He's watching over us. Charlie Kirk, 31, is survived by his wife Erica and his two young children. The suspect in Kirk's assassination has since been arrested and identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson. Kirk's body was transported back to Phoenix, Arizona, on Air Force 2, with Vice President J.D. Vance leading the military honor guard escorting Kirk's casket. President Donald Trump announced on Thursday that he will honor O'Kirk posthumously with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He said on Friday that he will attend his funeral.